Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Doja Cat. What's going on there, Graham?
Oh, hey, JV.
Hey, Selena.
Hey, JV, zup it.
Natasha.
Hi.
Hey. Let's just start with this. 7% of online voters say their home is currently messier than usual. How are things looking at the house, Selena, these days?
AJ cleaned it over the weekend. Remember?
Well,
I told you that. So, I mean, I still have a couch full of laundry, but.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say croutons because my bed is filled with croutons. I don't know what crunchy stuff is in there. There's a lot. Oh, and Natasha changed our bed, though.
It all sort of turns into croutons. All the breadcrumbs and whatever you drew. Yeah. They all turn into croutons.
Doesn't matter what I started with. Oh, you've all joined together all the different things to make a crouton bed.
Yes.
How's your house looking, Graham?
It's not the cleanest it's ever been, but it's not like super, super messy. But it's definitely, as the kids stay home.
Yeah.
Like, Ford's 2.5. He's just a whirlwind of take everything out of every cabinet, play with everything for 2 seconds, throw it down, move to the next thing.
Has he drawn on the walls yet?
No. I'm dreading.
Is it really?
Yes.
I am dreading that.
Every kid draws on the walls.
What do you do once they're drawing all over the walls? You just got to roll with it? Or do you say something?
Try to stop it.
I don't know, but it's going to hurt me especially hard because I painted all those walls and everything, pristine looking exactly.
You built a nice, beautiful home for him to come along and wreck.
We've tried really hard to keep him only using the markers that only work on the special paper. Like, there's markers that, like, if you write on any other surface, it just goes on clear.
Fun.
But if you do it on the paper, then it marks a color.
Oh,
it looks
who
just
came
like
up with
marker.
That? That's amazing.
Crayola.
It's genius.
Or it'd be dope if they write it on there, but you don't have to wash it off. In like 10 seconds, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That would be really nice. But there, this whatever that works, this special paper stuff, so far so good. Knock on wood.
75% of online voters say they have specific indoor clothes for home. I have a few. There's a couple of shirts that I like to go to and shorts for just lounging.
You wear
at the house.
Shorts?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you in shorts.
Yeah. You try to imagine it because you'll
short
never
are
see
the
me
shorts?
In
there.
Why not? I want to see a
real
picture
tiny,
of you.
Real tiny, tiny. No, I have all different lengths.
Like long, long?
No, not long, long.
Like short, short?
Not short, short. So I'm lying. They're about to the...
They're all the same length.
to my thigh. Just to my thigh. Just for, relaxing.
Like mid-thigh.
And I have so many t-shirts, mid-thigh. And I have so many t-shirts in, and I always get back to, I want to lounge in this one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same
ones? I've got about 4 or 5 lounge shirts. They will not get worn outside.
Yeah.
And I have a pair of shorts that's, my go-to kind of lounging shorts. And they're a little on the shorter side. My wife got them for me. I'm like, I'm not going to wear these out of the house. Yeah. She's like, no, this is how they wear them now. No, they don't. Not falling for that one.
Oh, watch all these reality shows. The younger people. Yeah, the guys, just little tiny tight ones.
Yeah, nope.
It just makes
that's
me feel
so
weird looking at them.
Gross to me. Do you have hair hanging out of them?
Hair hanging out? Come on, they're not that short.
What about you, Selena? Do you have indoor clothes?
Of course. I wear all my indoor clothes to work. You've seen them.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't want to hate on the guy. Nick Lachey made a song about staying indoors.
Why?
And it actually doesn't sound bad. I'm going to play some. But if you could imagine, it's probably his wife that filmed it. She started at his shoes and panned all the way up. And he had his head down. And then all the way up to his eyes. And he looked up. And he's being so serious in this and so dramatic, going, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do about staying indoors. But it's not a parody.
Are you sure?
He's not. He's being so serious. And all the comments, just ladies going, oh my God, this is so amazing. Like, you should put this out. Like, this is so good. And as I listened back to the audio, because I knew I was going to play it for you guys, it's just... It really doesn't tell the story, because if you saw him, you'd want to do just a slight smack I mean, I do. I do get that he's trying to do his part, but okay, here's some of it.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
He's so serious.
To stay stuck in our house, just watching all this bad news. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to try to stay 6 feet apart. When we go outside, nothing to do, no sports on. Nothing on TV.
And then he's washing his hands so much. What's going to rhyme with that?
With
nothing on TV. Washing my hands so much, they're starting to
peel.
Bleed.
Oh. Wash my hands so much that they started to bleed. Damn this quarantine. It's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. But in the
end, it's actually not bad when you listen to it.
Okay, it's because when he was at 98 Degrees, this is one of their songs. He just changed the lyrics.
I know.
To be like, so I kind of like it because it's like,
okay, but
it's bringing me back to 98 Degrees.
It's a little cornball-y.
Maybe I'm going to have to, you know what? I eliminated my links. I'm going to have to show you just so you can see. Go ahead.
I think he sang it like all serious. And if everybody loved it, he's just like, yeah, I'm good. But if everyone was making fun of him, he's like, I was kidding. It's a joke.
Oh, right. Yeah, you do it in between. Yeah. It's a parody song, guys. Yeah. Don't you get it?
Yeah. Take a joke.
Now, this is talent. I like this. Graham threw this along my way here. It's a teenager who makes beats with his pen, just tapping two pens. Listen to this.
Okay.
Now, this is what we need. Oh, yeah. I could watch this all day.
It's dope.
That whack, whack, that's his cheek he's hitting, too. Then as he's
tapping, does he find the time to flick his cheek in the middle of this?
I know.
I can't figure out.
Then he's able to reach over to, as he's going with the beat, and then grab that harmonica. And then he ends it with,
it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do.
To stay indoors or something.
I mean, that kid's been up in his room pounding on his desk for a long time.
Yes,
I was doing a different thing in my room when I was a kid.
Ew.
Let me see if we threw that up at thejvshow.com. We did, right, Natasha? Yes. That is up there. Check out the teen beating it in his room, the pins. Selena, you had something really quick.
Yeah, so remember how a lot of
people... It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
So a lot of people, including myself, thought there was going to be a coronavirus baby boom after all this kind of settles or whatever. So some expert is saying that there might not be a baby boom after all, because they looked at, you know,
kids
data.
Kids up in their room pounding on their pens.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, you had a choice of what to pound.
Yeah.
They're pounding on other things.
Making beats.
But they looked at other times where there was, like, you know, quarantines or famines and earthquakes and, you know, different outbreaks and stuff.
When have we ever gone through this?
We have a lot of things to compare
this to. I mean, I guess just like throughout history, like hundreds of years. I don't know.
Hundreds of years.
I don't know. Do you want me to find a report?
Data on whether people are getting busy.
Well, there was that one time that we had an earthquake, and then, you know, the rest of the country, huge baby boom.
My mom told me she was a little kid when that bad flu hit in 57, and she said they didn't know what was going on. They didn't really have the big news. Like, now everyone is just like, felt like they were going to die and no one could move.
That'd be so scary.
She was a little kid. She remembers her parents couldn't move. The kids couldn't move. Like, everyone was just extremely sick. Yeah. Imagine getting no information on it.
That would be terrifying.
That's scary.
Yeah.
You literally
don't know
nothing about it, and you're just hearing rumor after rumor, and you're having to piece together what you think is the truth about it.
Which is kind of like what's going on now.
That's
Facebook. Selena, right when you said experts, I don't know who to believe anymore.
Yeah.
Even this seems to go like, hey, we're going to get through it. It's going to be okay. No, this is the... We are doomed. And, you know, it's hard to stay in a good spot, although I'm doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's tough, and but there is so much unknown. You're having all these.
There we go. Back to the known knowns.
Weighing in on known knowns. And then, of course, there's known unknowns.
There are things that we know that we don't know.
But there's also things that you want to know that those are known want to know.
Yeah. But yeah. Selena, back to this guy, this tool.
Which I guess is an unknown. He's an unknown.
Yeah.
But so he went back to other contagious outbreaks, like other flu pandemics, like as far back as the 1889 flu pandemic.
Oh, he did.
One in 1923. Yes. Okay. Anyway, so he found that there was actually a dip in births like 9 to 10 months after like the outbreak happened.
Really?
And then 10 months after that, then birth rates started to like become normal again.
It seems to make sense. I mean, with everything on your mind, like, do you really like all this bad news and feeling of being sick and yucky? Like, you know what I want to do is just pound like that teenager with the pens.
Yeah, he was good. Well, yeah, I see this. You know, you get a lot of people staying home. So I think, you know, initially everyone thought, oh, yeah, baby boom.
Everyone's doing it.
Yeah. But nobody is dating right now. Nobody's out meeting new people. Nobody, there aren't new hookups.
Having accidents.
The number of new hookups and all that
at
stuff
the bar.
Aren't happening.
Right. Plan B. Wait, what?
Huh? Can you?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, Stephosaurus. Jesse Garza. Good morning. Joaquin. Oh, wait. Did Joaquin change his avatar? He's had the same avatar forever. Look it. I like it. Switched it up a little bit.
Oh.
Joaquin switched up his avatar.
I've always wondered what he looks like.
I like it. Handsome man there. And then Big J Rod, good morning. Everyone that's with us, we appreciate you being here. Who's got the first thing to talk about in this break?
Oh, I do. I got something, JV. Okay, so now that we're all shut off from like all things fun in the Bay Area, we're forced to like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, us. Everyone else just runs down to the beach.
Well, yeah.
Got their surfboards out.
Really nice out there.
Rollerblading.
Well, I guess that's part of this. We're forced to actually go outside, you know, only for like 5 seconds a day and appreciate nature or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a couple websites that are going to be live streaming the Northern Lights.
Mm.
Would you tune in?
Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige! Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
And you know, check out one of nature's greatest wonders and watch this big event happen?
Are you going to rip me for it? I think I would like to. Sounds nice to me.
I'd actually, are you, Selena, are you going to rip me for it too? Because I'm actually,
joking?
I've never seen the Northern Lights.
I thought you guys were cool.
Sounds nice.
You want to watch it on a screen? I get actually wanting to go there and see it in person. I would do that. But you're going to watch it on your phone or your computer screen? It's not the
That's
same
That's the
thing.
Only choice we have right now.
Given the current climate,
Thank
Selena,
you.
What do you expect? I can't drive up to Alaska right now. I've got a shelter in place.
By the way, have you noticed when you, like for me, it's just, it's taking out the dogs. Have you noticed the air quality? It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
And this is in San Francisco where normally it's just fecal and some smog and some, maybe there's a hint of the first
just
one.
A hint of smog. And
But yeah, it's just the air is so like just fresh. There's nothing in it right now. It's that's a nice change.
It is kind of nice.
For sure. It is. It's blue sky and it's clear. Like driving home, I noticed that, you know, there's that haze kind of hanging over parts of the Bay Area. It's gorgeous.
What time's the Northern Lights? When is that going to be on?
Are you serious?
Streaming. Yeah. I'd like to know.
Can you send me the link?
I'll find out for you guys and send you the link.
Thank you so much. What do you got, Graham?
A couple in New York decided they were going to move forward with their wedding despite, you know, the current situation, but they wanted to be mindful of the social distancing guidelines. So they had their officiant deliver the ceremony from a fourth floor apartment window while they stood down below on the street. I don't think they really had any guests, so it was just keeping them apart from their officiant. They said it was the most New York moment ever. I wanted to ask you guys, if you had to go through with your wedding, let's just say you're going to, you know, you had all the money plunked down. You're going to have this ceremony. Would you be down to have one where everybody maintained proper social distancing the entire time?
No, I'll just wait. Let's do it right. I get people wanting to remember the time. Yeah, I remember that time when it totally sucked. And the preacher was up on a balcony and we were so dumb. We didn't realize one sneeze from him and it's right down into our mouths.
Rains down on the crowd. JV though, and Selena, you'd have the chance to go viral beyond viral. The picture, imagine watching the video of the father-daughter dance, the two of you 6 feet apart, slow dancing with each other. I mean, there are so many elements of a wedding that would be hysterical with everybody
I don't think
forced
I'd want
to be
my wedding
that
to be
makes me sad.
I don't want my wedding to be hysterical. That's not how I dreamed of it.
Right, but viral fame,
I
the likes,
to be a joke.
The clicks.
Yeah,
come
Selena,
on.
This should appeal to you, the likes and the viral fame.
I feel like normally it would, anything else would, but my wedding day is something that I want to be so special, and I want to actually be able to like hug my parents and go table to table and hang out with my guests, and I want them to have fun and not be like at a table by themselves.
I disagree. There are so many people that you're forced to talk to at your wedding. Half of them you don't even know because they're like
that's
family
the nice
on
thing.
The other side.
Yeah.
If I got to maintain 6 feet, then I just give them a nod at the table, like,
yeah, that'd
thank
be kinda
you for
cool.
coming, and I don't have to talk to them. Wow, more time for drinking.
Yeah. Well, but then still, social distancing as far as, you know, being around that bar.
Yeah, but you'd hold your cup out and the bartender would pour it down from the balcony.
And you'd get just a little sneeze from the preacher in it.
Yeah, well, okay. A little splash of that. It'd be great.
Are you guys ready for this?
What deal is it?
This is genius. So there's a strip club in Portland. Obviously, they've had to close down because, you know, spread of germs and things like that.
They should have done that long ago.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Spread of germs there.
So the owner, he wants to keep his dancers and his kitchen staff employed during this lockdown. So what he did is he created Boober Eats. So he got all his dancers.
I don't know what it is, but I like it already.
So his dancers, they are now like, you know, delivery food ladies. And they wear these little teeny tiny booty shorts and they have pasties. And they deliver like the strip club food from their kitchen to customers, like straight to your door. So I wanted to ask you, if you were a single guy, you know, locked away at home, would you order from Boober Eats?
I know I'm going to sound boring, but no, I don't trust the strip club with anything. I barely trust them to be like, you know, rubbing up all over me. And now they're handling my food and stuff.
You're
no.
You're not actually going to eat the food, dork. you're just getting them to come to your house.
Oh, so the food is like fake?
Well, no, I'm sure they're bringing real food, but no.
Well,
you
I don't want
eat.
Them touching and dealing with my food.
Right. No, that's disgusting. No, I'm not going to eat
You've
that
never
food.
Had
not
strip
a
club food?
Never.
Ever?
I've been so grossed out by that anytime I've seen it.
It like, is so good.
I would
had some
never
before.
Try.
See?
You have?
Yeah, it's good.
How can you get past that? I remember someone insisting that I go to a daytime lunch, and he's like, you're going to order food? I'm like, no, it is pitch black in here, and it smells.
Whoa, that way you don't see the hairs and roast stuff beef. That are in the chicken wings. It's way better that way.
It
you
is
just
so
put
good.
It out
God,
of your mind.
Would you shave the chicken wings, please?
Ew.
Can't you trim the chicken wing?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Sorry to eavesdrop, but the ladies were talking about something. What were you talking about?
So I tagged Natasha yesterday on Instagram in this like Instagram bingo have you ever type of thing. There's like a lot of different.
It's like a chain letter, except it's a story.
A chain story.
It's a chain story. Yeah.
And then you have to go tagging other people?
So like I did it and then I had to tag three people. So they do it. So I tagged Natasha. I tagged Drina.
You do that
and
stuff?
Then,
I always ignore that stuff.
Well, I used to, but this seems to like be the thing now that everybody is at home, like social distancing. I don't know if they're just bored, but there's like a million different things out there.
Really?
Yeah.
People will say, oh, you got to do this or this is going to happen or if you want to get rich this year and blah, blah,
well,
blah.
It's not even like that. It's like take, you know, post your favorite quarantine selfie. Now tag 10 beautiful friends that have to do it too. Like, it's,
oh,
it's like
on
stuff
that.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would definitely skip.
I got tagged in a bunch of do 10 push-ups or do 20 push-ups and tag 20 people. I'm like, I don't got time for
yeah,
that.
No thanks. I just say no thanks. Graham, you said there's a new term? And it's been coined?
Yeah, I love this. Our favorite reference, Urban Dictionary. That's our go-to source for a lot of our favorite words. But they've just coined
the term.
By the
way, Urban Dictionary, you said, is up near the Alaskan pipeline, right?
It is. I think okay. That's where they're headquartered. they've coined the term COVIDiot. Obviously, a combination of COVID-19 and idiot. And this term is used to describe anybody who ignores the warnings regarding all the public health. So all the COVIDiots that have been out at the beaches lately,
wow.
Or the people hoarding all the toilet paper, you are COVIDiots. And they said they gave an example of how to use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Did you see that COVIDiot with 300 rolls of toilet paper in his basket?
I like that. So they've coined it. I couldn't make a T-shirt that says COVIDiot. They could come after me.
I don't know. I wonder, they'd still have to copyright it or trademark it officially. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure somebody, either they or somebody submitted it to Urban Dictionary right now.
These are beyond COVIDiots. We'll decide if each one is a total COVIDiot or kind of a COVIDiot.
Okay.
How about the people that still think it's funny and look at me, I'm going to get all sorts of likes. I'm going into a bathroom, licking the toilet seat and then saying, coronavirus.
COVIDiot.
Ew.
That's COVIDiocy at its finest.
That's a total COVIDiot.
There's got to be another word like for it that's beyond COVIDiot.
Yeah.
Graham, didn't you say there was some teens that were coughing near grocery store produce as well?
Yeah, they and police like had to investigate this thing because a bunch of people were alarmed that these teens were trying to make a viral video coughing, you know, all over produce in a grocery store. And the cops, for whatever reason, investigated, found out they're making a viral video, decided not to press any charges or issue any punishment in this instance.
I would, too. How do we do COVID a-hole? Can we?
Oh, I like that.
I coined that one.
Let's go type it in
Urban Dictionary. Make a t-shirt with that.
This person's not a COVIDiot, but this is funny. Did you see that there was a group of ladies and one guy, and they were all on the Zoom conference call. So there's four across. There's like 16 people on the call. I don't know how this happened, but the phone went in with her. She just must have totally forgot. And she pulls down her pants and sits on the toilet. And everyone's going, oh.
You can see her?
Yeah. And people start laughing. They're like, I don't know the name. I don't remember. It's like, wait, Carolyn? And some guy, the one guy goes, I didn't see anything.
Oh, my God.
They were actually coworkers.
Yeah, they're all coworkers. Yeah.
And you can, like, see it?
Well,
it's sideways, but her pants are at her ankles.
Yeah.
She's on the toilet. And then suddenly she realizes because some people are kind of laughing and stuff. And so she just runs. Do you even come back? Do you come back for the call?
No, you don't. You quit
your
whole company.
Did she even pull her pants up first?
It's on the jvshow.com.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
It's very funny. COVIDiot on this guy. There's a pastor who is selling blessed antibacterial gel.
I need that.
Stop.
What? It's blessed. It must work extra better.
You know better. You're smarter than that.
Stop being a COVIDiot.
You know better, right?
Yeah, but imagine how much money you could make by selling that to the COVIDiots.
He's actually in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
For some crooked stuff going on here. By the way, the Louisiana governor was on last night. Louisiana's getting hit pretty hard, right?
Yep. And it's just getting started.
Yes. So the host was like, hey, we're sorry that you're going through this. It's good that you're now doing the lockdown. While I have you on, I want to ask you about a pastor you have at a church there. He's inviting people to come out, and he says he'll heal everyone. And they got footage of the church. People just packed in there, and he's like, you're healed, you're healed. And they said, what do you think of that, governor? He goes, well, listen, I'm a man of faith myself. And I'm like, wait, where are you going? He goes, I'm a man of faith, but let's stick to science. Let's not be COVIDiots.
Okay.
Did he say COVIDiots?
He didn't.
He should have.
But
I've read about, it might have been that one, some of these churches, you know, these mega churches, one of them had a gathering of like 1,800 people or something.
And you're still? Going,
yes.
Yeah. It kind of sucks, though, because, you know, there the governor is saying, I'm a person of faith. And the word faith is like, I believe that this can happen. But scrap that. Let's go with science.
Let's stick with science during the tough times.
I totally believe this could work, but it's not going.
Und unser Gewinner hat 0 Richtige. Bei der Zahlenlotterie Keno ist man auch mit 0 ein Gewinner. Denn bei Keno Typ 8, 9 und 10 gewinnt, wer keine der gezogenen Gewinnzahlen richtig hat. Jeden Tag die Chance auf einen Treffer. Keno, die tägliche Zahlenlotterie. In jeder Lottoannahmestelle und auf lottobayern.de. Lotto Bayern, nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bjuk.de.
To, we'll go with science.
Like even Joel Osteen?
We always mess. I think it's Osteen. I'll accidentally throw an L in there, though. I like to say Joel Osteen.
That sounds better.
It does, but there is no L. I mean, we know there's nothing more that this guy loves than money.
Yeah.
Right?
And have you guys seen his house, by the way?
No.
In a second, look it up, but go ahead.
I will. But even he was going to do like the huge service with Kanye at Yankee Stadium. And he like called that off.
Good, good.
Because of the
outbreak. Is he still doing these things he does in Houston, though?
I thought I had heard
while people were saying, hey, this needs to stop, that he did another one. Now, I don't know if he's going to continue with it, but look up the old Joel Osteen property.
Okay.
And before we go patting him on the back that he canceled the New York thing, New York canceled it.
Oh.
I mean, New York said you can't have any gathering bigger than 10 people.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's like Disneyland.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Let me see if you have the right one. He probably has several properties.
That dude's got a private jet that's bigger than my house. I guarantee it.
Oh, Graham, I want you to see.
This is just like the, like a a drone.
Oh, look,
shot of it.
Look at that.
Well, yeah, you got to live.
Ridiculous. It's
humble, you know, within your means.
Crazy. Jesus.
I mean, but you know, he's doing it for. You
that's
know,
like the stop big man it. Let's upstairs. Stop. Let's stop. Because a lot of people do feel like, hey, why get mad at him? If I get a good message out of it and I'm okay, then why are you mad, an outsider? So we shouldn't be mad.
Well, I'm mad that there's 50 bathrooms in that place and he's probably only used 6 of them. Like, what do you need the other, what do you need yeah, the 44 bathrooms
for? We can be mad if we want to. Now that's what I put my faith
he's
in,
got
that
a
big
Rolls
house.
Royce.
Oh, of course. Rollies.
It's just raining Rollies in his house.
Raining Rollies.
It is.
Does he drive the Rolls Royce down the hallway?
Maybe he lets people stay there.
No, like... maybe he don't. He wouldn't let people. Remember when Katrina happened? He goes, "You're not coming into my church for shelter."
That thing's got a gate around it.
If he's not letting people in the church for shelter, do you really think he's letting someone in his house?
But he shares a great message.
Right,
and
right.
He deserves everything that he has.
Trending.
So everybody thinks that Halsey and Evan Peters, I know you guys don't know. Explain who he is.
Okay.
They've been dating for like 6 months. A lot of fans think they've broken up. Those details are coming up inside today's Hottest Trending at the 55s.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Carol checking in. Good morning, Cheryl. Cheryl. Good morning, Carol. Also, Mr. Dreamer. Good morning, JV, Graham, Selena, and Natasha. Always here for you guys like you are here for us. Thank you, buddy. We love you.
Hottest things.
What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay.
So it sure looks like Halsey and Evan Peters have broken up. You guys know who Evan Peters is.
Who's that?
Oh my God. Okay, he's like the creepy looking actor from American Horror Story.
Who?
Evan
that?
Peters.
Who?
Wow, the show.
Never seen it.
Okay.
No.
Anyways, so they were together, Halsey and Evan Peters. You guys know who he is.
Yeah.
They were together for like 6 months. Everything was great. There were reports that they
How do you know everything was great? If it was, this wouldn't be on the air today.
There was reports that they even moved in together. Like they would post happy pictures, vacationing together, all that stuff. It looked like things were great. Well, as of yesterday, all photos of them together were off of Halsey's Instagram page.
Ooh.
Except for one, though. She left her Valentine's Day post with him up, which was kind of weird. So fans are like, okay, what's happening here? They dug in. And they found this. So Sunday night, Halsey posted a picture of the dinner she made. Just 3 minutes later, her ex-boyfriend, Youngblood, shared it on his own Instagram story with a check mark and a black heart emoji. So now everyone thinks that they were having dinner together, which if you're in a relationship, you don't do.
Yeah.
So people think that Halsey's back with her ex.
Wow. So why would you leave the Valentine's thing?
I don't know. It's just a big mystery. This is just speculation from fans.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
Well, sometimes you're cleaning up your Instagram, you'll miss something like that. Or is she like, I'll just hold on to one thing in case we get back together?
I think she just wanted to throw people off.
Oh,
maybe,
okay.
You know? So they don't know what's going
but
on with her?
But when you scrubbed every other picture, you didn't really throw me off.
True.
I'm on to some clues here.
That is true. Okay, so Justin Timberlake is still... Did I say Justin's Timberlake?
You can. You can plural that.
So his Timberlake is still defending that hideous, iconic denim-on-denim outfit he wore with Britney Spears. We all know the outfit. He wore it to the 2001 AMAs. So Lance Bass, I guess they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of, you know, NSYNC's No Strings Attached album. So Lance Bass went ahead and did a bunch of interviews. He did one with Justin Timberlake, and he's defending this outfit. He was like, look, when you're young and in love, that's just what you do. You wear ugly matching outfits.
Yeah. Oh, it was matching with someone?
Because Britney Spears wore like a denim dress.
Yeah.
Both of them were just denim. Whole thing was just, it was bad. It was all denim. Justin said, if we could only have been a decade earlier where everything wasn't so documented. I think I just started wearing bandanas and stuff because I couldn't figure out what to do with my hair.
That's not right that we're holding people accountable for what they wore in 2001. That's just not fair. I think anyone could be taken down under the clothing.
Yeah.
I think
it was not
right.
It wasn't in style then, though. I mean,
what we
wore back then may or may not have been in style.
But you're
probably
a celeb, so you should be able to wear whatever you want.
Don't hold them accountable still 20 years later, but don't defend it. Like, say it was a bad style choice.
Oh,
like,
God.
Come on.
Look
you can't.
That.
How do you defend that?
See, I think you can wear that now. It's just got to be a little more tailored.
Never.
That's
got to
be a little more tailored fit.
That's a never.
That one was too baggy. He
You're wrong.
The pants were baggy.
Should have never been worn.
You're wrong. Did he have a denim hat?
Yes.
Get me that outfit.
Are those
I'll wear
denim
for a week.
Shoes?
Yes.
Are those denim socks?
Yes.
Is he wearing denim underwear?
Yes.
Jesus.
Brittany's got a denim purse.
Dude, does
those
she
are
really?
Awesome. They're ahead of their time.
She has a denim
Whoa,
purse.
Whoa, that is
Zoom
ugly.
In on his glasses. Are they denim glasses?
It's like they went to grandma's house and she said, just stay here a couple of weeks. I'll work on your outfits. Yeah. And kept going and going and going. How much denim did they take up for that night?
A lot of jeans lost their lives.
Did anyone else in the world, were they allowed to wear denim that year?
He's got a denim hat and it has like a denim like ribbon belt. Around
it.
It
has a denim belt.
Denim on like denim?
Yes. Even the hat's denim on denim.
Dude, is there any triple denim going on? Like triple layer denim?
He even has a denim colored shirt on under his denim blazer.
Look at the denim necklace.
Yes, and it's got a little denim dangly at the end of it.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
Senior ranking member of the International Olympic Committee for the United States, Dick Pound, said yesterday that the upcoming Summer Olympics in Tokyo are getting postponed. The committee said that canceling the games, which are scheduled to begin July 24th,
that
not
dude ain't
an option.
Got a pound worth.
Well, he does. He's been on the committee a long time. It also didn't look like there was any way, you know, obviously the games could proceed as scheduled. And Dick Pound said yesterday that they would be postponed to 2021. And it looks like he was right. Some breaking news this morning. The Prime Minister of Japan said that he has reached an agreement with the IOC to move the games till July 2021. Over the weekend, both Canada and Australia announced they would be pulling their athletes out of the games if they hadn't moved to that date. Dick Pound did not say whether or not the U.S. would end up pulling out also if the games weren't moved.
What's his title?
He's a senior ranking member.
I don't think I would. I know it's not right, but I don't think I would hire him just on the name alone. Like, we can't. You're qualified. You're awesome.
That's not his fault. You can't discriminate like that. I'm sure he's a qualified senior.
I'm just telling you how I would handle it. I don't think I would hire any Dick Pound.
I think
I would.
His first name is Gut. It's got to be Richard, right? On his birth certificate.
Oh, yeah. Why did you have to change it? Selena, would you hire Dick Pound off the internet? Or would you see it in person?
I mean, I can go just off the internet.
No, you need a face-to-face. You can't just hire somebody.
A face-to-face Dick Pound meeting?
Yes.
I mean, you just take a look at his resume. You know, just attach some photos.
That thing's many inches. That's we're going to move. Hey, we're moving on here, bro.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Camila Cabello and Zibibi.
Zibibi.
With my Omari.
Hey, Zibibi.
So Camila Cabello, she's currently quarantining with Shawn Mendes, and they're like binge watching all of the Harry Potter movies from start to finish, which she's never seen before. And Shawn is like a huge Harry Potter fan.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one, though, who would you quarantine with? Shawn or Camila?
Camila, because she has a personality and stuff.
Hey, so does Shawn Mendes.
Oh, that's right. I did that interview one time with a brick wall.
He's
and then
just
right
shy.
Afterwards, Shawn. I'm just kidding, by the way. He was probably just young and, you know, new to the game.
Yeah, he was a little nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time that we met him. I'm going to pick him. We could like braid each other's hair and stuff because there was those pictures of him.
He does
He's
do
really
that.
Good
he
at
has
braiding
sisters.
Hair.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. What is he going to braid on your head?
You know, I could do like some little mini braids or something.
You cannot get one braid out of your... If you get a braid out of that small haircut...
I think you
he
could.
He could do it. I feel like he's got very nimble fingers, JB.
You think Graham could do it?
If we brought a braider in here, I think you could braid...
Stop it.
Yeah, I think you can.
Sounds
painful. I will pay
little braids.
You money to just do the rest of 2020 with tiny little cornrows.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
right.
Can't do.
On Graham.
No, I'm out.
And you just deal with it. All right. this is all being brought to us. This portion of the show is being brought to us by
Squeezed.com. Juice cleanses. You want to keep that immunity up. You want to keep, you know, stay healthy during this time. So make sure to go to Squeezed.com and order your juice cleanse today.
Shout out to Sue. Hers arrived yesterday. She showed us another picture of all the beautiful colors in her fridge. Also, I told you Joey Corona is going. I saw Joey's fridge. It looks like he's going for like a 5 to 7 day there. He's going for it.
It looked at least 5 days because it was packed. I don't think he has anything else in his fridge.
Right.
It was a beautiful array of colors in there, but I mean, put an apple in there or something in your fridge too, just in case.
All right. So squeeze.com is where you're going to get those healthy drinks and boost your immunity system and get the health back into you. We're helping you with your bills. 5 past several hours. This is one of them. So here we go. couple of interesting things, and then I'll tell you something good. Who's got the first one?
I do. All right, Selena. Okay, so a new study says that caffeine can help people solve problems. Like, they got some volunteers, gave some placebos, gave some 12 ounces of coffee, and then tracked them, and they found that problem-solving abilities improved significantly, and they said it was great for, like, test-taking, you know, because it makes you think, like, that kind of problem-solving.
I believe it.
What was kind of shocking to me is, according to this study, though, caffeine or coffee will not help you in the creativity area. So when you want to brainstorm or you want to plot for, like, if you're writing a novel or something like that, they're saying it doesn't make you worse, but it doesn't necessarily help you. I thought it did.
So you're super productive doing nothing?
Problem solving, you're productive at, but not being creative.
Oh, no, apparently. Creative.
Yeah.
Just problem solving.
I feel like I can see that, because I'll drink a cup of coffee here before I drive home. And on the way home, man, like, I'm figuring everything out in my mind, setting plans and goals and doing
that. But it lacks all creativity.
Right. But then when I get home, I'm too tired. I don't do anything about it. But during that, you know, that caffeine buzz.
Solving problems.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I can do this. I can go here. I can probably do this. I can do that.
But I thought it made people more creative, too, because you're really, like, you know, more alert and awake and focusing better.
Well, it's not.
I guess not, according to this.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, this is pretty interesting and some pretty good news. Officials in China have announced today that they are going to start getting ready to lift the strict lockdown on the city of Wuhan. You guys know that was the epicenter of the whole coronavirus outbreak. Residents there have been under lockdown since January 23rd.
Wow, they're still on lockdown.
This was not a lockdown like we can't even call what we have here.
Yeah,
lockdown.
We haven't had any sort of lockdown in the U.S., let's be real.
We have a shelter in place unless you're an avid rollerblader or beach goer.
Yeah, unless you want to go do things.
Yes. So the lockdown has apparently worked. All reports they're saying there in the last 24 hours, they've only had one new case reported. Some days, not even a single case. And we're talking about tens and tens of millions of people there all under lockdown. So good for them that they finally get to come out of their
houses. Do you guys see how serious they are in Italy as well? There was a guy out on the street and like five cops came up. Really good move by the cop from behind, too. Like, he just did a foot sweep and
leg sweep.
Swept him right out.
The skull breaker challenge?
He didn't know.
The Italian skull breaker challenge, yes.
He's gone viral.
Would you guys want that? I mean, I know that many of us believe that we should take it just as serious here, but then you have all the comments online, people going, I do not want to deal with martial law. The cop's forcing me. You guys got a quick thought on that? I don't want to get like political on this.
I'm like somewhere in between.
It.
We shouldn't have to be forced because we should want to stay in to get this over with as quickly as possible.
Right.
But I don't like the idea of them coming around like enforcing it.
I don't think so either. That I don't know. That would just make me feel
like we're just prisoners.
Thank you. Yeah. I would feel claustrophobic. Like, I can't leave. That would kind of drive me nuts. Just knowing that, you know, you can go out and hang glide and rollerblade and play frisbee
beach,
and
play volleyball.
Play basketball.
I'd like us to just lock it down.
Really?
Strict and just get it done with. And
yeah.
And then we just move on because I feel like we're sort of dragging it out with this sort of lockdown, sort of not.
I think I told you the guy that helped stop Ebola, he was saying that if the United States would go lockdown the entire nation for 5 weeks, then we're about done with this. But we can't halfway do it like this. It's going to have to be all 50 states lock it down, period. And he's an expert on this. He's helped stop other pandemics.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love seeing the memes and stuff. You know, the greatest challenge this generation will ever face is to stay home and lay on your couch and watch Netflix for 2 weeks. And we can't
even do that.
The past generations had to go fight in wars.
Yeah. Here's your positive story. Coronavirus is bringing communities closer together, with a quarter of adults saying it has inspired them to talk with neighbors more. Many of them doing it for the first time. The study found 64% believe COVID-19 is bringing, I'm repeating that line. Many are carrying out acts of kindness they wouldn't have done before. 3 in 10 checking in on elderly relatives, asking what they can do for them. People shopping for neighbors. Others have started to donate to food banks, volunteering for charity. And others are doing what you did, Graham, instead of getting food at a big chain, shopping at, you know, local restaurants or buying from local restaurants. So a lot of good coming out of this.
That's
What's
awesome.
The smirk, Selena?
Nothing.
Well, tell me.
What's your smirky
smirk? No, because you're going to think I'm a bad person.
What?
Nothing.
What is it?
I don't want to tell you.
Just say it.
Okay, I thought about going to my neighbor who's, you know, kind of older and offering like, hey, if you need anything from the store, let me know. I'll go get it for you. But I don't want her to actually hit me up and ask because then I have to leave the house.
You should do it.
Yes, you
You'll feel good after you do.
I didn't want to tell you. You're going to guilt me into doing it. Okay.
Well, no, but just try it. You're going to feel that's what we're supposed to be.
Maybe I'll just offer and hopefully she won't even ask for anything.
No, listen to me. As human beings, this is what we're supposed to be. If you'll just do it afterwards, you're going to be glad you did it. It's healthy for you. It does all sorts of good for you, too.
Yes, offer and hope that they will take you up on the offer because, yes, when you do it, you'll get more reward out of it than they will.
Selena, even if she says no, go and get her something and just put it in front of her door.
Yeah, what if you did that? While you're out shopping next time, say, hey, I don't know how you were doing on water or whatever. I got you a little something. It's going to feel good for you, too. That ain't going to happen.
I'll think about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Alessia Cara. Oh, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. It is the JV Show. Good morning, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
And I'm Natasha. That's cute.
It was cute.
Bradley Corporation has been conducting a healthy hand washing survey for the past 11 years. 97% of Americans believe it's important to wash their hands in a public restroom. But on the other hand, the behavior is suspect. While the CDC recommends washing your hands for 20 seconds prior to this coronavirus thing, 57% of people estimated they wash their hands for between 5 and 15. Are you changing that now? Are you washing your hands longer?
Of course.
Longer-ish. I don't know that I hit the 20-second mark every time.
You got to get under your nails, too. Are you guys scrubbing, like actually getting under your nails and taking time to... I mean, it's a virus. It'll get in anywhere, any little thing.
I do a more thorough job. I know that. Yeah. I don't really know how
I'm
to get under my
I'm definitely not
nails.
Doing as good of a job as I should.
I'm going to change due to all of this, and I've started now.
I sit there and I try to count, and it just takes so long, and so I'll just kind of bail, but I should.
Here's why we need to change. Graham, by the way, from now on, I'm with you. I'm getting a flu shot as well.
Thank you.
Get out your calculator, Selena.
Okay.
Someone was on the news last night, and they're saying that the infection rate of this is so much stronger. Here's how many people you would potentially affect with the flu. If I had something, and maybe I'm doing fine, but the first round, we're going to go four rounds here. The first round, I'm going to give it to like three people. Okay, so three.
Okay.
And then multiply, so times another three.
Mm-hmm.
And times another three.
Okay.
And times another three, what do you have?
81.
You have infected potentially 81 people by you not getting the flu shot. The doctor's saying the reason this is different, this is how many people. So this infection rate way faster, 15.
Whoa.
So I'm potentially immediately going to like infect 15 people with a cough or something, like in a small little area of 15 people, I can give it to them and they're easily going to go 15. So we're going to go 15 four times. So 15 times 15.
Okay, hold on. This is really hard math for me.
No, it's not.
I'm joking.
So 15 times 15.
Okay.
And then again times 15. They're going to take that out. And then again times 15. This is how many people you've infected, and you can do it within a couple of days.
50,625.
He said that's what we're dealing with here. Every person, if you have the coronavirus, you can pass it along to 50,000 people within a couple of days like nothing.
That's so crazy. But that's why we're seeing the numbers just explode. And part of it is because we're finally getting around to testing people, but we still have only tested a teeny tiny fraction of our population.
And that's why social distancing is so important. Right.
And, you know, washing your hands and when this vaccine comes out, doing it. I'm not going to play around with a flu shot anymore. I'm just going to get it because I would always... give the same explanation. Well, yeah, I'm healthy. I haven't gotten the flu. I've never gotten the flu that I can remember. It's not about you. It's about you then passing it around to someone else. They take it to their grandma, and then their grandma passes because of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I say. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, I feel like I was saying that, you know, for the last
you were.
I just like it more when JV says it.
You
guys used
to rip on me. Were, but no, like that's
I
why.
I appreciate it, JV.
I feel like
you.
JV's just more credible.
Yeah. Do you think the handshake is done? I was hanging out in the hallway. Someone from another station, another morning show came up. Hey, what's up, JV? And I go, yeah, well, we won't do the handshake, but how's it going? And then I said, you think the handshake is done? And he said, nah, we'll go back to shaking hands. I said, not me. I'm done with it. I'm not shaking hands anymore. I don't care regardless. Once we get past this, I'm not doing it. And I think we talked about this for a second yesterday, but I'm not doing the handshake.
It's going to be really hard for me to not. Like, how do you seal a business deal? You do it with a shake? And champagne, you know?
Mm.
Well, how many business deals are you closing over here? Go on. Tell us.
She's telling us
one.
About her life.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how do I close my deals? A handshake and some champagne.
Right. I've seen after a lot of movies. That's how, you close a deal.
I close it by leaving her $20 in the nightstand. Oh, sorry. That's something else.
How are we going to get kids?
You saw the 20 go.
Transaction complete. Right. Doors open.
How are we going to get kids to stop doing that? Because they have all the different little hand things they play at recess. You know what I mean? How do you tell them to stop? Because
I think we just got to teach them somehow. By the way, that same guy said, "I go, man, this is crazy. You know, wonder how long this is going to be." And he goes, "Oh, I think 3 weeks and we're done."
Oh,
and I went, "Zoinks, what?
Zoinks."
And I asked, "I go, you think 3 weeks we're back to normal?" And he goes, "Yeah."
Okay. I don't see that.
Glasses half full. Optimism. Yeah. That's good. I think I'm going to have trouble abandoning the handshake. I told you guys I love a good, strong handshake, but I think I will be more mindful once I have shaken somebody's hand that then that hand needs to get washed or something before I touch my face or anything. I think that will enter the process. So it'll be kind of annoying. Like, you'll shake somebody's hand, go wash your hands. Ah, new person comes in the room. Shake their hands, run out, wash your hands.
Right.
It'll get exhausting, but I feel like it's one of those habits that's going to be so hard to kick.
And I told you before, like, I would go to the movies and go to the bathroom and just go back and sit down. And you guys are like, that's so wrong. And I was like, you know, I got to hurry back, but this is all bringing about a change in me. I'm really going to do all the washing and the safe stuff now.
I'll be curious to see what regular cold and flu rates happen going forward, because I think it will make a change in so many people.
So many people
are going to maintain this, you know, habit of washing their hands and stuff like that. And I think I hope that a year from now, in cold and flu season comes, it's way less because people like me
will finally take it serious, get a flu shot.
But isn't that how we build our immunity, by catching other people's germs?
Some of it. Yeah.
I mean, we can still catch germs other ways.
There's plenty of germs
to go around.
There's a lot of them.
But JV, is this weird for you? Since before this, like, you didn't wash your hands for 20 years.
I washed my hands, but there was oftentimes I would just give it a skip. And I'm not alone. Don't try to judge.
I know. It's all
there's
guys.
It was all of us. Dang it.
And do you think all guys, though?
I
feel like we open up the phone lines and ladies admit it as well.
Well, okay, maybe a couple ladies sprinkled in there, but it's mostly
guys. Yeah. Just pinch and roll. That pinch and roll, then do the pinch and roll. Itchy, 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 itchy,
pinch and roll.
Then you do that pinch and roll, pinch and roll, pinch and roll. Itchy, 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 pinch and roll.
Pinch it and roll it.
And it makes...
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, Magic Matt right there in the mix. What's going on? It's the JV Show. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mm.
The longest week ever.
I know. Tomorrow is Natasha's birthday. I don't have any ideas. I mean,
It's okay.
What would you do?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't do anything.
Make her something.
Yeah.
Make something.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah.
Arts and crafts.
Prepare a meal for her, like a romantic candlelit one at the house.
Yeah, and since you probably can't find any rose petals, make your own out of paper mache, of course. Color each one individually by hand and then sprinkle them down your hallway.
These ideas suck, by the way.
These are great ideas.
No, they're not.
Come on.
You guys know I don't know how to cook. I'm not going to make paper mache rose petals.
Why not?
That's why it would mean so much more if you tried.
Paper mache rose petals?
JV, that's a slam dunk.
My wife would be like, why'd you do that? Now I got more to clean up. She was a superwoman yesterday. Man, she was just going and going and taking care of so many things. And that at the end of the night, she cooks up this wonderful dinner. It was like really, really good. And you guys are going to be mad, though, about part of it.
What?
Okay.
So it's rice and the veggies and salmon. It was really, really good. It was just perfect.
Seaweed.
Yeah, some little seaweed in there, you know, stuff that's healthy for you. And I'm eating it. She goes, here, I want you to try a little something. I go, what is that? She goes, it's a dab. It's just a dab of like some hot sauce to the side. I go, really, with salmon? I you know, she goes, no, but there's rice and just try it. So I dipped it and it was pretty good. She goes, all right, I'm going to put something here on the other side of the plate. And
don't tell me. No.
What?
Don't say it.
I'll whisper it.
No. Don't say it. I'm taking my headphones off.
Ketchup.
No, he said it.
You don't put that on rice.
On salmon?
What ended up happening is the entire plate, because it was so good, of salmon, rice, vegetables, was covered in ketchup and a little hot sauce.
I'll quit.
And it was good.
You don't put ketchup on salmon.
No, you don't.
I'll fight you.
You don't. I know. That's the thing. I know this.
It's just
sitting there eating it. It was fantastic.
It's just like having a tomato on your salmon.
Except I wouldn't not, even because ketchup is sugar and vinegar and
that's,
it's ketchup.
That tomato paste.
It was good, guys.
Trust me.
A hint of the hot. And so you would think it would be just, and I fought it. I was like, no, can't do it. Don't want to do it. Don't want to. But she had worked so hard on it and she wanted me to try it. Why wouldn't I? You know, don't be a jerk. Just, okay, I'll have one little bite. Let me try another. Okay. And then the whole thing just ended up with a bunch on it.
I cannot with you yees right now.
I mean, the spicy, yes, you had me. I love that. Yeah. Put some spicy
but
salmon.
Some
oh,
ketchup.
Yeah.
It's
don't
one of those things you'd have
it.
To try it. Yeah, you'd have to try a couple bites and then be like, whoa, that's good.
If I see a video of you online squeezing a bottle of ketchup on a salmon fillet, I swear to God,
you won't
not
see that. You won't see that, but you'll definitely know that in the future when she makes it again and asks, hey, would you like some ketchup on there the way I did it last time? That's a yes for me.
It's like gourmet
is a yes.
cooking.
It's not
no,
gourmet.
It's
don't call it gourmet. It's white trash.
Thank you.
Well, you're Asian. It's Asian trash.
It's Korean trash.
Whatever you want to call it.
If I didn't tell you guys it was ketchup and I just prepared the plate, you guys would be like, wow.
I think they would. I think.
Yes.
Here's the thing.
It's a
thing. You're right in this. If a gourmet chef, if you went to a restaurant and the guy said, you just got to follow me and what I give you. And I'm going to just put a bite. Close your eyes. I'm going to put a bite in your mouth. And it's rice and it's the salmon and it's everything. And you're going to be like, ooh, that's good. You'll accept it from him. But you won't accept it from the trash family.
Well, okay, I mean.
Or her, by the way.
I still feel like I could taste it.
Yeah. I mean, if I look on the menu, you know how it says like what it is. And it's like salmon covered in a ketchup sauce. I'm not ordering that.
It's Natasha's secret sauce. It would never say ketchup.
Let's. Natasha, you know what? I don't know how many people are around and that, you know, we normally could take a bunch of calls on this. We'll try to take a few, though.
Okay.
Anyone else put ketchup on stuff like this, like on salmon?
You're going to make me throw up.
888-333-9490. Natasha has me dunking the mac and cheese and ketchup all the time now. I love it.
You're sick. I literally think you guys should post a video of you preparing the salmon and then just squeezing a bunch of ketchup on it.
And
things like
it.
This.
And the hate that's going to come.
Well, yeah, but it goes viral. Things
it
like
does.
This divide the
right.
internet. And you will find a few weirdo sickos that are in your
chicken tender soda lady?
Oh,
she was famous for that.
Chicken tender in a soda.
Oh,
now,
well,
you
fish
should
and
be.
Ketchup.
That might be good.
I know, but I'm telling you, once you've tried it, would you guys try it if Natasha made it for you?
No.
If she like made it and it's salmon now on a Monday and brought it in Friday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm out.
Yes.
I'm out.
You'll
no,
try it.
Of course not.
Sick.
Speaking of food and cooking, Josh Lewin, a sports announcer, is fighting boredom during this time. He has no sports to announce. So what he's doing is announcing common things like people cooking in the kitchen. This is strong.
Dinner on approach and Matthew's girlfriend Courtney poised at the oven ready for the big reveal.
This is someone else.
I love that.
It's another couple that has sent over their video, so he's announcing for them.
Mismatched gloves as oven mitts. Note the trendy White Claw seltzers perched at the end of the counter. And everyone loves a teapot with an anchor on the front. Courtney is in. Will she? Yes. Two-hand grab of the roasted potatoes. Now it's all about the asparagus. Courtney's got the angle. She's got the pan. It's out of here! Asparagus and potatoes! Asparagus and potatoes!
Yes.
What I love is the video. The video, she's moving so slow. I like that he pointed out the teapot because my eyes didn't even go to it.
I know.
I'm looking at what she's getting out of the oven. He goes, in a teapot, well placed, or whatever he said. That was awesome.
A good announcer gets so much information in just a short amount of time.
Margaret, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. We're talking about putting ketchup on stuff. Would you dare put it on salmon?
I would never put it on salmon that I know of.
Uh-huh. What do you put it on?
But I do like it on scrambled eggs.
Yeah, scrambled eggs, of course. Margaret, thanks for the call. Natasha makes that for me 3 times a week. When we leave the station and we go home, she's just a sweetheart. I go upstairs, I smell toast or English muffins, and then she comes in with the scrambled eggs, and there's just ketchup all over it.
See, I think that's common, though.
Yeah.
That's
you don't like that, Graham?
More common. I don't like it. If I have a breakfast plate, and I got scrambled eggs on one side, and I got like hash browns on the other, I'm telling you, I'm putting so much ketchup on the hash browns, love it on there, but yeah. Do not let that ketchup touch
my eggs. It can't
even
touch the eggs.
Do not touch. Mm.
Anna, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. How are you, Anna?
I'm good. How are you guys? I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day on my way to work.
Thank you. So you still have to work. Where are you working, Anna?
I'm working at home from now.
Oh, okay.
My office is closed, but I work in Walnut Creek.
Anna, can I say this? We are so thankful for the people that could, you know, skip the show and get up later and do work from home. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative we are for anyone that's still here with us.
Yeah, we listen to the podcast every day, and
thank you. We don't miss you guys a day. Oh, love you, Anna. All right, so what do you put ketchup on?
Everything.
Yeah?
Everything. Yes, salmon, rice, eggs, popcorn, everything.
On popcorn? Did you just say popcorn?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
You know, that's a regular thing in Mexico. So I'm Mexican, so when we go to the movies in Mexico, they give you the popcorn, and they give you, like, they have the ketchup pump. You can put ketchup or tapatio sauce on it.
Uh-huh. If we tell Natasha about this, she's in the next room. I don't know if she's hearing this. Anna, we love you. Have a great day. If we tell Natasha, she's going to bring me popcorn with ketchup. Natasha loves ketchup on everything. I've been fighting it, guys, but everything she mixes it with, I love.
If you're at the movie theater pumping that dispenser of ketchup
on
into your popcorn, I swear to God, I'll walk out of the movie.
Natasha, did you hear that?
You know, popcorn, it's kind of like potato. Isn't it made out of like potato?
It's made out of corn.
It's a corn. It's a corn. It's a kernel.
You've never had like potato meat, corn with some ketchup and on the side and...
Some potatoes, meat, and corn,
like a
little ketchup.
Potatoes, yes. They are a friend of the ketchup. French fries, potatoes.
Well, we got a good one here. We got a good one. Let's go to Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Tiffany. You put ketchup on...
Okay, caveat, I do not, but my husband put ketchup on his pizza.
You're sick.
He's sick.
He's sick. That's smart.
It's already got tomato sauce on it.
Go ahead, Tiffany. What?
I don't, so he swears it's just like tomato sauce, right? No, it's just like Graham says, it's sweet, it's got sugar, and he doesn't just dip it, it's not like a ranch dipping sauce. It's like he puts it over the piece, like in zigzag, and just goes to town on his pizza.
You guys, this is Tiffany, thank you so much.
Ew.
This is Natasha. Like, when she makes pizza, just the, you know, regular microwave or the toaster oven thing, she'll bring it up, and there's like sauces all around it. There's hot sauce and ketchup over here, and I'm like, for what? She goes, hey, just dunk it in there. She's the same. She'll dunk it hot sauce and pizza. I mean, hot sauce and ketchup with the pizza.
Everyone that thinks it's disgusting, you guys just haven't tried it.
Hot sauce,
yeah,
yes.
And I refuse.
Ranch, yes.
Yes.
Ketchup, no.
No.
All right, let's go back to this announcer, Josh Levin, who is announcing regular day everyday regular things as people are stuck at home.
You are looking live at day 8 with no sports, and video submitter Zach Rowell working through his Netflix queue, probing, scrolling, wisely passes on girls incarcerated.
This guy's scrolling through his Netflix and he's announcing it.
Pauses at Cold Case Files, finds a very smart comedy co-produced by Quarantina Fey, No Way on Outbreak. Cycles through as he bobs and weaves and clicks. And what the hell is 100 humans? Roel is gonna find out! The description just captivating enough. 100 humans has made the cut!
What the hell is 100? You guys just made the cut.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is the JV Show. So I'm wondering, what can I do for Natasha tomorrow for her birthday? It's a Wednesday. Nothing's open. She would like to see a movie. She would love to go somewhere to eat. Can't take her anywhere. And right. Graham's like, paper mache rose petals.
That's the hopeless romantic in me.
That would be so cute.
Have you ever tried to make a paper mache item since you were like 12?
No, but that's why she'll be so impressed by your effort.
You're setting me up here.
I am.
If I don't put a lot of effort into something now. Major checking in saying you can order prime rib dinner at Alexander's Steakhouse. You can pick it up for Natasha's birthday. Yes, and for Natasha, smother the steak in ketchup.
Ew.
You're sick. She likes ketchup on everything. Other people checking in about that. Ciatelli saying, my husband eats fish sticks with ketchup.
Okay.
I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you think on that?
I feel like that falls into the finger dipping category. While I wouldn't do that combo, I'm not going to judge as harshly.
Phoebe Morgan puts ketchup on potato chips. If it hits a chip, I'm fine with it, but you don't just pour it on there.
No,
but
yeah,
you don't like dip it in ketchup either.
No.
Yeah, I can't see myself dipping a chip in there. One final thing, Laura saying, I do a mean cocktail sauce, ketchup, horseradish, lemon, and Tabasco. Doesn't sound bad.
That sounds good.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at that.
All right, everything trending, Selena.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is all brought to us by Serendipity Food Truck. If you're going out to eat, please support small and local business. Okay, so I have the best update ever on the feud between Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
We talked about this yesterday. We all are aware of the full, or the extended version, I guess, of the phone call between Kanye West and Taylor Swift prior to his song Famous coming out back in 2016. Remember the feud? This is what it started over. Taylor was like, I didn't know that Kanye was going to be calling me a B-word in his song. And Kim and Kanye were like, we called you. You approved this.
And here's a phone call we're releasing.
Yeah. So Kim started posting little clips of the recorded phone call on her Snapchat. And so everybody started dragging Taylor Swift, calling her a snake. Like, it was just bad. Taylor, it was an actual Taylor Swift is over a party.
Yeah.
Then this weekend, an extended version of the video leaks. Here is just a small clip of it where Kanye is going over, you know, one of the lines.
Well, is it going to be mean?
No, I don't think it's mean.
Okay, then let me hear it.
Okay, so it says, to all my Southside that know me best, I feel like Taylor Swift might owe me sex.
That's not mean.
Okay.
So you can see the entire video at thejvshow.com. Later in the video, Taylor goes, I mean, the build up to that, I thought you were going to call me like a stupid, dumb B word, clearly stating that she does not want to be called a B word.
Yeah.
She also even said to that line right there, she thought him saying that you owe her sex, or sorry, that she owed him sex was too, like, you know, and the feminists would come out. She did not agree with that. Like, even that was too much. Okay. So everybody was coming for Taylor, like I said. Taylor actually responded to this whole leak because everybody was hitting her up. She said, not only would she like and post about it, but she said, instead of answering those who are asking how I feel about the video footage that leaked, proving that I was telling the truth the whole time about that call, you know, the one that was illegally recorded, that somebody edited and manipulated in order to frame me and put my family and fans through hell for 4 years.
Ow!
How about donating during this time of crisis? And she put, what is with your slide?
Well, I'm getting excited. I was going to throw this.
So Taylor finally responded to that. You guys, it gets better.
Okay.
You know who else responded?
Who?
Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
With by the way, whole Twitter rant.
By the way, I mean, what a thought. How about this was all illegal what you did, recording me and putting it out like this? I could sue you. Maybe I should. Oof.
Yeah. Yep. So Kim goes on a whole Twitter rant yesterday. Are you ready for just some of it?
Yeah.
She says, Taylor Swift has chosen to reignite an old exchange that at this point in time feels very self-serving given the suffering of millions right now. But because she continues to speak on it, I feel like I'm left without a choice but to respond because she is actually lying. To be clear, the only issue I ever had around the situation was that she lied through her publicist who stated Kanye never called to ask for permission. They clearly spoke, so I let you all see that. Nobody ever denied the word bitch was used without her permission. She goes on to say, I never edited the footage, which was another lie. I only posted a few clips on Snapchat to make my point, and the full video that recently leaked doesn't change the narrative.
So, yeah, you leaked something to make it appear a certain way that it wasn't. And for Kim to talk about caring about the millions instead of being self-serving, that's your whole family. That's you. What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Don't try to preface a Twitter rant with one sentence about there's more important stuff out there to worry about. If there was, then you'd leave it at that. You don't then launch into four paragraphs of you trying to prove all your points.
And it's not like Taylor has been talking about this old exchange. Somebody leaked the video and it was not Taylor. Even Taylor's publicist was like, who did you guys piss off to like leak this video? Right.
And then they're asking Taylor for a comment, so she gave it really quick.
Yeah.
Somebody sounds mad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whose side are you on? Because I know you love the Kardashian family.
Yeah, I'm on Taylor's side.
You're on Taylor's side.
Yeah.
All right. Graham, what do you got?
All right, some pretty alarming new information was released yesterday from what researchers found aboard that Diamond Princess cruise ship that was quarantined in Japan. A bunch of, elderly people were still on board playing shuffleboard.
No, they were not.
Oh, right.
That's not the story.
That was a typo. The CDC says the coronavirus survived for as many as 17 days on the ship, on surfaces, after all the passengers had been taken off.
Shut your mouth.
Yes.
What?
This is another reminder to be washing your hands at all times. Previous research showed that the virus could live on surfaces for a couple days, which was alarming in itself, but nowhere near this long. Then they went in, they tested surfaces in all these passengers' rooms that had tested positive for the virus and found that the virus was still alive. And again, as many as 17 days later, the rooms that they tested had not gone through what they call the deep, disinfectant procedures. So I'm sure it's going to be totally fine by the next time you take your cruise.
I don't know why people are still... There's someone out on a cruise, or there's people on a cruise now,
there's
right?
Some great deals.
There are still cruise ships out there right now.
Yeah, one that's floating around, it's going to dock in Florida, got 42 people sick. What are you doing out there?
I don't know.
By the way, I do want to say this, and I don't know the facts, but I saw several comments underneath this story of people saying, this is a little misleading. Yes, you can always find trace amounts, but that doesn't mean that you can catch the virus. And they got into the droplets and what it would take.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're necessarily going to go on the boat and, whoa, 17 days later, you're going to get infected.
Well, if that's true, that makes me feel a little better.
Yeah.
If it's true.
And again,
yeah.
I don't know the facts.
We're not doctors or scientists.
You what I read on that. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, today's number one hit music station. It is the JV Show. We're trying to help you with your bills. Five past several hours. We do it 8:05, we're about to do here,
yep.
And then 9, and then 10, and then before we sign off, we'll let you know the rest of the times you can listen to Wild 94.9, but here we go.
We want to help with a chance at $1,000. Text the nationwide keyword AID to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's AID to 200-200.
Selena has something else we can talk about. Earlier, we opened up the phone lines and everyone was there. It's good to see so many people hanging out with us. So what do you want to talk about, Selena?
Okay, I want to talk about parents and this whole homeschooling situation that we found ourselves in, because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Like, I have one daughter, right? So I don't know how parents that have multiple kids, how are you managing? I want to know if there's anybody that's actually, like, succeeding at this, I guess. Like,
can I ask questions?
Yeah.
Is your daughter on a program with her school and you're having trouble getting her to, like, sit down at the times and then do homework? Or has all of the homeschooling been left up to you?
So here is what her school is doing. So they gave us, like, a 10-day plan. But it's even then, it's not like this is what you're doing this day. And I wish it was. I wish they would just have mapped it out for us. That would make it a lot easier. Instead, it's like create your own plan and do 20 minutes of this and 30 minutes of that and put it together and make a daily thing. And I ain't got time for that. And
let me open up the phone lines here again. 888-333-9490. How are you doing with homeschooling? Can I tell you, I don't think that's really right. I mean, these are tough times, but shouldn't people do their best to get online? There's so many schools that are doing it. They're saying, all right, class is still at this time. I got a camera on me. Sit down. I'm going to walk you through it. But I mean, I don't want to be mean about it.
Yeah. I mean, that would make it a lot easier. But then even then, I guess there are people who wouldn't. I know a lot of schools are actually giving out Chromebooks for students that don't have access.
Yeah.
To that, so that does help that. But what about the parents that still got to go to work and they're not able to sit at home with their kid when class starts or whatever? So it's just when we actually get sat down, it's like, what, close to 1 o'clock, and then I still have all of my other regular daily home things to do. It's just, it's impossible.
Does part of you feel guilty? Do you feel like, man, things are slipping and this is my daughter?
Yes.
Yes,
because it's on the parents now.
Yeah. Let's go to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for joining the JV Show. How you been with everything, first of all, yourself?
Oh, God. It's a hot mess.
Is it? And specifically the kids. Okay.
So I have two kids, one in seventh grade and one in second grade. It is private school, so they have a whole, like, their full schedule, and you have to go to different websites, and they tell you to log on at a certain time. Like, my second grader is going on Zoom.
Okay.
He's having meetings with his whole class.
Can I ask you a question really quick, Stephanie? When your kid was first doing that, your second grader, did it seem fun? Because as I'm watching these classes, it just seems like a new fun experience. Did they like it when they first saw it?
he didn't like it.
Oh, he doesn't like
he
it.
He was okay. like, no, he was like, I want to go back to bed. Why are we doing this?
Like, what is this?
Not vacation.
Yeah, they think it's summer summer break right now. like, just an extended one.
Okay, so continue,
yeah,
Stephanie.
So it's like, he's crying. I don't want to get on. I don't want to do it. And I'm like, come on, put your clothes on because you're going to go on camera. And your friends are going to see you in your pajamas. And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. And he's just crying. It's just a mess.
Oh, Selena. And by the way, Stephanie, thank you so much again for the call. Is your boyfriend able to help? Sometimes kids will listen more to one person or the other.
I feel like if he did, she would listen a lot more. But he's working at home.
Oh,
so
he's at home working.
He can't like homeschool her, you know?
Gotcha. I don't want to mess up your name. Is it Cieli?
Hello?
Yeah, I want to get your name right. What's your name?
Sicily.
Sorry, the spelling was off here. All right, so how are you doing with the homeschooling?
So my daughter is already homeschooled, and I just want to let parents know it does get easier. We had a rocky first start, but it does get easier.
Okay. Selena's looking like, how?
I don't,
how can this situation get better?
That.
And when? Do you have any tips for Selena?
So, well, what we do is when we first started, we set certain times for homeschooling. So she'll do like two assignments and then I'll give her a break. And then we'll do two more assignments and then another break. So you just have to break it up.
Selena,
okay, I just feel like there's
the look
not,
on your face.
Because I mean, for me, there's just not enough time in the day. Like if we get two assignments done, maybe that's all the time we have to do because just getting her to listen,
yeah,
just that alone will take like 2 hours.
You know what? Thank you for the call. Yeah, I can imagine like if they go to school and that teacher is, you know, an authority figure, it's like, yeah. I know I have to listen, but she already knows how to work you and how to get out of it. And so she's using all those same tricks with schoolwork.
Yeah.
So I can see how it'd be impossible.
It's a million excuses. I'm hungry. I need a snack first, or I got to use the bathroom now. Like anything to get out of learning.
Let's squeeze one more in here on this break. All right. We're going to go to Kevin then. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You're going to be our last call on this. How's the homeschooling going?
It's actually going pretty good. We got a schedule going for them. So they know they get up in the morning, their breakfast, get dressed, and then it's schoolwork from this time. Then they have a recess, and then they have more schoolwork. We break it up, and they have a schedule, though.
Okay, Selena wants to know how. Like, let's say she was a little lax in some of the discipline. How can she get things back on track? Any ideas?
Well, it's just like in the school, they have certain times they do certain things. It's just you got to let her know, okay, yes, we're at home, but this is still school time. We do this at this time.
What do you say, Selena?
I will give it a shot. I'm not too hopeful.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for joining the JV Show. You have a great day.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yep, it's the JV Show. Good morning, I'm JV.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Natasha.
Again, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us. We know that a lot of routines that have been changed. To hear from people earlier to say that, yeah, I don't have to get up and I don't have to drive, but we're still waking up with you, like that means the world to us, really
yes.
does. So they're not taking tolls at the bridge. They don't want people driving up, handing money and, you know, spreading the coronavirus, especially to the toll takers. So what about people that don't have fast track, though? Do we know? Natasha, you were looking into that, right? And then Selena, you had a thought? Sorry, both of you.
Yeah, well, because I drive the Bay Bridge every morning. They turned all the cash lanes into like regular fast track lanes. Even if you don't have one, you just still drive through and they bill you. In the mail. And so you just pay your toll that way.
Well, is it that because Natasha was saying normally the fee is big? Like if you just go through, then what do they charge you?
An extra $42.50.
So that's if you
violate.
That's
been waived.
They've waived that now. They said they'll mail you something that might say that it's a violation.
And then you panic, but then calm down.
But the total will be the normal toll amount.
Good. I have to tell you. So Natasha and I, we had a car that was just too big. So we've downsized to something smaller. But when we unstuck, we pulled that fast track off the other window, like, struck, and it came off.
Yeah.
And we didn't stick it back up on the new car. So we're always about to fly through there. And it's like last second, wait, get the fast track. Get it up, try to. And we're like reaching into the thing and throwing it up. It's like a mess. And only a couple of times have we barely got it at the last second. Beep. beep, it does the beep. Otherwise, I'm sure we got a few $40 fees coming.
Oh, it's more than 40.
Except
it's more than 40? Natasha was wrong?
I mean, maybe it's that, but with the whole total, it comes out to like 68 or something. It depends on the time of day, too.
Sounds like you've done this before.
Oh, so many times.
Except that if you have a fast track pass that's registered to your car, they license plate scan everything.
Oh.
And so you wouldn't get charged as evading the tolls.
But we change plates.
That would be the one instance where, yes, you may get. But like if I didn't have my fast track pass out, it doesn't matter. They'll license plate scan and go, and it'll just charge to my fast track account. Because sometimes you'll drive through and your thing won't beep at all, even when it's on the even when it's on the windshield.
Gotcha. Selena, you wanted to talk about how we're doing with working out and gaining weight, or I have a list of common household items people have been using in the bedroom lately to spice it up.
Let's do that. I like it.
Wait, you just went ew.
Yeah, I know.
spatula.
Where?
I guess spankings.
Okay.
Natasha, there's not a lot we can do for your birthday tomorrow. Would you like a spatula spank?
Yeah, sure.
rope. If you got some rope laying around, looks like people are at home having some fun with the rope.
I can see that.
That one makes more sense than the spatula to me.
Yeah.
Could you guys tie someone up though?
Nope.
No.
Could you guys said this makes sense to me. Could you be tied up? I see. I can't do that. I can't. Even if it's my own wife, and don't tie me up. I think when we've role played, if we've had a couple of drinks. We do the ties, but the knots are awful.
It's like very loose.
The marks can just break out.
That's okay. So you'll have to explain that. You can't just throw out that name.
When JV role plays, he turns into Mark. That's his
character. It was one time. Natasha, I was like, who are we going to be? She goes, I don't know who we're going to be. And she goes, well, just make up a name. I go, Mark? And she's talking to Mark. She's like, oh, Mark, you want that, don't you?
And this was before our boss Mark worked here. Yeah. After.
This was before.
Okay, just checking.
We haven't role-played in a little while. Plastic gloves. What are the plastic gloves for? Is that just still the whole coronavirus situation?
No, I'm mad. There's a shortage. Our healthcare providers need this, and you guys
and
are
you're
using
at home
this for
using
sexy
these?
Time?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're doing the full lunch lady with the spatula stuff, you need to have the gloves
right.
on, too, to fully get in character.
Yeah.
This next one is going to make... Yes, Natasha?
Maybe it's for safe sex. Rubber gloves.
You can use the word safe. Don't use that second word. This next one sounds like it would make me sneeze. The feather duster.
Oh, yeah. And it's been
like
sitting
the feather,
up.
There's like dust all
dusting
around.
Dusting the blinds and all that.
I don't even understand the feather. What's the deal with some people liking to be tickled?
Nobody likes to get tickled. Just because I'm laughing doesn't mean I'm having fun.
Some people want to be tied up and then tickled. Like, what?
No, that's like my biggest fear.
I think the whole feather thing is for people who take like party materials and things feel better.
Hey,
again,
there's certain places we're not going.
Sorry.
Mirrors, no thanks, not for me.
I don't want to see that.
People at home during this virus thing, they're trying to spice up stuff in the bedroom. These are items that they're using. Getting out mirrors. No, thanks.
Yeah. But I thought guys were like visual. You want to see everything.
Well, yeah, for me, back when I was in shape, because I know she could catch me in the mirror now. We are very visual, but I don't want people catching me in the mirror.
You got to blindfold the girl if you don't want her to see anything.
Oh, good one. I wonder if we're going to eventually get to blindfold. I don't get this next one. Broom?
Where?
Where for broom? What?
I know.
Which end?
Selena, sponges? Why are we using...
Maybe like a sexy sponge bath?
Oh, yeah. The nurse comes in and gives you a sponge bath.
Yeah.
But I'm just imagining the kitchen one, and it's like crispy and kind of bent, shaped like an L.
Yeah, don't smell that kitchen sponge. It doesn't smell
good. I like this next one, heels. And I say for everyone, guys, girls, everyone, get into some heels.
Okay. Seems like a little...
Do I have to walk far?
Too fancy.
They hurt.
It's just your house. You're used to going to clubs in heels, and now you can't go across the room in some heels?
I think it's a thing, like girls wearing heels while the guys...
We're going to keep your mic off. Yeah. We don't know where you're going with stuff.
Yeah.
Now, every guy's thought of this. I just didn't know that, people went through with it. And it's the old school vacuum cleaner.
For what?
I mean, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. But hopefully a guy didn't go. Guys will think of anything,
They would do that?
Well, guys will think of it. I can tell you every dude has thought of it. going through with it, that's another thing.
Right, but everything that a guy has thought of, one of them's dumb enough to try it.
So, yeah, I thought you were going to say everything that a guy's thought of, I've done it twice.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, too. Just curiosity.
And then finally, people spicing things up during this coronavirus time with a glass table. I can see that. Someone wanting to see things or something.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're pressed against it, it's just not a good look. Like, it's
gonna.
What if it breaks?
I mean, Selena always talks about me having a nice butt. Now you get it on a glass table.
That's probably not gonna be.
You
the
just
nice
see all the sweat, and you get off, and it's just like stop. Like you went on a window.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It is Wild 94.9, the JV Show. We have a mom and daughter listening. I do believe this is the daughter, Taliana.
Hi,
Taliana. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Yes.
Happy early birthday, Natasha.
Yo, Natasha's birthday is tomorrow.
Thank you.
That's very sweet.
Yes, and my daughter's birthday is April 5th. You guys actually gave her a shout-out last year, but this year, unfortunately, her birthday party has been canceled, and it's really unfortunate. So she shares in your pain, Natasha.
So, yeah, what are we supposed to do for the birthday people? I really don't know what to do for Natasha tomorrow.
You could make, like, a slideshow of pictures with, like, her favorite song in the background and play it on the TV.
Wow.
That's a good idea.
That's too much work.
JV!
It's Tuesday. Her birthday's tomorrow. You really threw me under the bus there, Taliana. Mom, explain to Taliana what throwing someone under the bus means. We love you both. A couple of comments. Selena, you said you're having a tough time doing the homeschooling.
Yeah.
Maripaz checking in. Selena should feel fortunate that she has a package of work. Many teachers are too busy, so a lot of us parents have to go figure out online resources totally on our own.
Wow.
That
I can't imagine that.
Also, Sue checking in. Selena, you need to homeschool your daughter using a structured behavior system. You need to set up a reward system, written schedule, and you have to follow through with the schedule. And you can respond. You've got one eye closed and the other one is rolling.
That is such a good idea. And I don't know. It's too much work.
Sue then goes on to say, I can give Selena strategies privately if she wants. I do this for a living with behavior.
Wow.
And that'd be nice.
Very helpful.
Can't someone just come over and homeschool for
Yeah, and clean my house.
Yeah, that'd be
talk
nice.
To my man
Make
for
some meals.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I can just nap.
Sure. You've been doing a lot of that lately, haven't you?
No, I haven't because of this stupid homeschooling. Well, yesterday, I got zero sleep.
Oh, so but this weekend you said 700 hours?
Over the weekend, yeah. Okay.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yeah, Wild 94.9, who is this?
This is Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica, you're the winner!
Yeah!
Yay!
Congratulations. We got $100 on a gift card. It's for food delivery or pickup from a local business, all right?
That sounds awesome.
All right. Really quick before we let you go, how are you doing with everything? These are strange times, and I know we're all trying to get through it. Are you getting through it okay?
Yeah, just trying to follow the CDC guidelines. That's all we can do at this point.
Yeah. And it's tough sometimes to not get a little depressed or worried, or are you good with just staying positive through all this?
Stay positive, meditate, do at-home workout.
Oh, she knows. Nice. She knows. Mm-hmm. All right, Jessica, congratulations. Hang on there a second.
So as you know, a lot of local businesses are really, really hurting right now. So now is the time we need to rally together and support them. If you want to find out which businesses are open, you can go to wild949.com, hashtag support the bay.
Hottest things trending. What's hot in hip music, Hollywood, and everything you'll be talking about today in the bay.
Today's Hottest Trending is all sponsored by Squeezed.com Juice Cleanses. Make sure you go online, order yourself a 3-day cleanse or 5 or 7. Just order it today. So fans are loving this video of Justin Bieber doing push-ups. So Graham, earlier you mentioned that someone tagged you in this like push-up challenge thing where you got to do 10 push-ups on your Instagram story, but you ain't got time for that ish, so you didn't do it.
Nope.
Well, Justin Bieber had time for that ish, and he did it. Shirtless, and the ladies are swooning over his tatted shirtless physique.
You're not going to show me? I can't see. I want to see Justin Bieber doing push-ups all tatted, and I want to swoon.
We're getting it up at the JVshow.com right now, but let me find you at least a photo of it.
Find me something.
But this kind of, you know, gave me an idea. I know, Graham, your wife won't let you be shirtless in front of people. It's like against the rules.
Right.
But what if you just did one to show off those little guns, like a push-up video?
The little tiny arms.
Yeah.
Easy. They're getting smaller. I can't go to the gym right now. Yeah. I got no weights at home.
Yep. I have a better challenge, Selena. Graham, did you see what I posted for your next challenge?
Was it the thing with the, there's a guy standing?
So I'll explain it. Yeah, there's this guy who in front of the camera has a coin, and the coin starts rocking back and forth. He then has to get behind it way in the back, and then he's not wearing anything. He's naked, and he has to match, so it kind of censors
so
as he's going back and forth.
Your eyes.
That's right. So cool.
Yeah, I'm going to skip that one.
So here's the Bieber doing push-ups. It has to be from the same angle so we get a good view of, like, the everything.
I ain't mad at it.
You know, I ain't mad at it.
All right.
Right, Graham?
I feel like the tattoos that he's got make him look even more in shape there.
I would
like
agree. The tats do it.
Yes.
We can get some fake ones for you.
That would be helpful.
For your video.
Some press-on tats for you, Graham?
Yeah, a couple sleeves. Do they make press-on sleeves?
Yes, an entire sleeve?
They sell actual shirts, so it could be like real sleeves, but just
yes, a yes. shirt. You wear a long-sleeve shirt of tattoos.
Just tat it on.
With some chest hair. But the chest hair should really come out.
Ew.
It will. Don't worry.
Okay, so I'm a Cardi fan, but I'm actually kind of disappointed in some of the stuff she's been saying online. So she went on Instagram Live to vent her frustrations about the coronavirus. And let's be honest, a lot of us are frustrated because there's a lot that is unknown. But I just feel like, Cardi, you are so influential. You have this huge platform. Maybe we should be a little bit more responsible in some of the things that you're saying.
You seen these basketball players say, like, yeah, I have the coronavirus, but I don't got no symptoms. And it's like, so how the am I supposed to know when I'm supposed to, like, get tested for it? That's my problem right there. Y'all not really saying what it is. I'm starting to feel like y'all is paying to say that they got it.
So we get it. I mean, that's...
Wait, did she say at the end, I'm starting to feel like celebs are being paid to say they have it?
Yes. Yeah. That's the thing that really bothers me. Like,
wow.
Like I said, there are a lot of unknowns, and that's just what it is. We're still learning as we're going, but given how many followers you have, maybe what you should be saying on your lives is, because we don't know, let's keep our, you know, our distance from one another and wash hands, not spreading theories about people getting paid to say they have it.
Although she shouldn't, haven't we all learned by now there are many celebrities, don't go to get your information, don't go for a lot of great political discourse and discussion.
Right. Well, I mean, Cardi B has some good political points, you know, in the past.
Uh-huh.
But this is where I draw the line.
You have to know Cardi B. And if Cardi B is saying, I think they're starting to pay people to say they have the coronavirus, you just hit next. On to the next thing.
But not everybody thinks like that. There's a lot of younger people, too.
That believe her?
They believe, you know, detox teas work.
All right. Well, then pay me. Well, then pay me. I'll say I have it.
Yeah.
I actually have to be a celeb first. All right, Graham, what do you got?
The U.S. Surgeon General issued a stern warning to the nation that this week is going to get really bad. Dr. Jerome Adams did an interview on NBC yesterday morning. He said he doesn't think Americans are taking the stay-at-home message serious enough. He said, quote, this week, it's going to get bad. We really, really need everyone to stay at home because test or no test, we need you to understand you could be spreading it to someone else or you could be getting from someone else. Stay at home. He said he really wants to try to make sure that cities like Chicago or Dallas, New Orleans do not become the next New York, which has obviously had a massive influx of cases in the last couple of days. The Surgeon General also wants to remind young people, you are not immune to this. And the young people are accounting for a very large percentage of new cases. Meanwhile, the president held a coronavirus briefing yesterday, and he said he intends to reopen the country in a matter of weeks, not months.
All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.